Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Podcast. This is the Waiver Wire Edition heading into Week 12. Happy Thanksgiving. This will probably be the last time I talk to you. Maybe we'll probably get a trade show in. Working on that for this week. But happy Thanksgiving to all our American friends and to anyone outside the country. Have a good day with your family. And we wish you the best. All right, we're doing 10 minutes here. Turn into the waiver wire. I think we can get it done in less than 10 minutes. Picking up any Taysom Hill shares. A little bit of Simeon uncertainty, that contract thing with Hill. I'm not entirely sure what it means, to be honest with you. It's fake money down there. But I do think you're seeing Troutman injury, for example. That could open up another opportunity for Hill to be a potential tight end relevant, actually be used in the passing game relevant, as a weapon relevant, more than just like a drop back passer. So I think Hill is valuable in that sense. And I think you have to, any rogue shares, especially, he's probably rostered in Superflex, although maybe some shallower leagues he's not. If like FFPC, something like that, I think you'd probably roster him. And most anything deeper than that, there could be some, in some start ones and stuff like that, he's a little bit less valuable than that, unless he's got any sort of dual eligibility or anything like that. He's strikes me a little bit like the emergency Kendall Hinton, where, he's played wide receiver. I had to start him in a week because he has quarterback eligibility. And he racked me up like 6 points just because it was an emergency situation that I had at quarterback. I was able to get some points out of him. It feels a little bit like that for Hill at this point. But I do think there's some potential starter stuff here. It's uncertain enough that you need to pick up any rogue shares. Andy Dalton, a spot start. I mean, treat him like you would a streaming starter, I think. Case Keenum is the injury away guy behind Baker Mayfield. Listen, it's a good enough offense with a good enough scheme. We kind of know he's good enough. If Baker goes down, again, he's just so banged up. If he goes down, you're going to get a shot with Keenum, who I think could play. And there's a non-zero chance that he's actually better than Baker. So I think having him, especially if you're in some uncertainty. Good example of this might be, listen, if you've got two guys, it's super flex, you got two high-end guys, I'm in one of these spots where, I've got like a Mahomes and a Dak, and I don't really have a third option, trying to address it on the waiver wire. I added Tyrod in a situation like that this week, doing it and trying to do stuff like that in some other spots. If you can't, if you're just in an absolute emergency, figure out a way to get Case Keenum. Right, because that could be a potential spot down the stretch that could make a difference for you. And I think it's one of those situations where you feel comfortable starting him. Right, if push comes to shove, like you can pull a trigger on Case Keenum and not, fret it in the mirror looking at yourself. Tim Boyle looks like a spot start here for Detroit on Thanksgiving. There was some rumor that I saw this earlier this week that. That Goff could potentially play. So watch for that situation. If Goff is going to play, cut Tim Boyle before kicks. So that way you get the roster flexibility. Even if it's not picking somebody up, don't pick someone up in that game. Let the roster flexibility float. Mariota, he's one of the better backups. Again, have him rostered if you're, 28. It's probably beyond 28, man. There's a little bit of rumbling on Carr right now. I don't buy it, but just, in case he's more of a, not necessarily a must roster, but first page of the Rolodex type deal in the event of a quarterback change or injury there, he'd be probably a decently aggressive bid. Tyler Huntley played well in relief of Lamar Jackson. I don't think it's an issue with Lamar being like long-term injured. This wasn't that situation, but there's enough questions there with Lamar and with some of his health. I wonder about him. I've talked about that in other spots. I think this is more of a, hey, Tyler Huntley can probably play well enough to be an injury away guy and someone that we feel confident starting if that comes to pass. All right, Kadri Allison played a good chunk of the snaps in Atlanta, so he's one to add. I think it's not a max bid. I think it's not a minimum bid. It's some sort of moderate bid, maybe 10% of what you have left, something like that. They have a good offensive line. I don't know exactly what that situation is going to look like, but this could be one. If give it a couple weeks, and it could break in an unexpected direction. He could be a cut, or he could be the running back one, you know, ahead of a bench Mike Davis. Who knows? An injured Wayne Gallman. Who knows, right? All of those things. So he's definitely in the mix there in Atlanta right now. Dontrell Hilliard got a lot of the passing game work, early game work for Tennessee. They did cut AP. So if McNichols is on his way back, I'm really curious to see what happens in the first McNichols game back without AP. That's probably going to be telling. If it's Deonta Foreman for a healthy stretch, which it kind of was this game, mixed in with a little Hilliard, I think that's really, it'll be really, really telling about what the situation is going forward. If it's still a muddled mess, like, that'll tell us. But if we get a run pass split a la, situation like in Seattle where we thought it was Alex Collins and Travis Homer, for example, something like that, that would be an indication to us of some help. But let's pick up some backup running backs here. Breida, Min, Bid, probably maybe a shade more, but I don't see where the ton of volume comes in. Tony Jones, absolutely must add this week for the Saints. You're looking at a short week. This is an Ingram situation he has an injury. It looks like Kamara might not be back. Tony Jones could be a potential spot start here against the Bills defense that just got trounced. So this is like a Dontrell or a Dearness Johnson one from earlier in the season. For sure, the situation all over again. So pretty aggressive bid there. At least he's an injury away guy, and we don't know what he's got a lot of outs in terms of being valuable too. With Mark Ingram being injured, we don't know exactly how long Kamara's going to be out. We think it's probably soon that he's coming back, but you've got multiple outs there for Tony Jones. So I'm thinking 10 plus, percent of what you got. Give it a go. Coleman is more the run-centric guy with Michael Carter out. Ty Johnson, I think, is more of the pass-centric guy. He's got, I think, two ways of being out. Like there's a Coleman injury, this job can consolidate to Ty Johnson. He could also be the passing-centric running back with a little run game work. I think that's the more valuable role there. So Ty Johnson, feeling pretty good about him. Aggressive there. Probably less aggressive on Ty Johnson than I am Tony Jones, if we're sort of prioritizing that. Duke Johnson as well. I'm not sure I mentioned him. Duke Johnson, the injury away guy, activated off the practice squad for Miami. Salvin Ahmed was benched. So what I would do is probably wait to see what Ahmed's situation is on game day this upcoming week. If you absolutely have to, I'd cut him and I would treat Duke Johnson as the injury away guy at present. Not sure how valuable that Ahmed situation is anyways. Burkhead as well, David Johnson. Just make sure any rogue shares are picked up because they cut Philip Lindsay. All right, wide receivers here. We're running less than a minute and a half here, so wide receivers. Marquise Goodwin, he's playing a pretty good share. Goes four catches for over 100 yards and a touch this past week. You're going to get him on Thursday, and it looks like Allen Robinson probably not going to play. So Marquise Goodwin could be a potential spot start for you. Rashad Higgins, 75% of the snaps, as you have the rest of the depth chart pretty banged up there. So he's an interesting guy with Donovan Peoples-Jones not playing this past week. Anthony Schwartz is banged up too. Cedric Wilson, 17% target share with all of those guys out. That was just last week with all the guys out. Cooper, Lamb, he's going to step up into the wide receiver two spot behind Gallup. Really interesting spot start here. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, 80%+ route share with Alan Lazard out this past week, so that's pretty valuable. Byron Pringle playing basically two-thirds of the snaps in the wide receiver two spot for Kansas City. Not particularly valuable, but that's the deal. James Washington, is your wide receiver three in Pittsburgh. Chester Rogers, next man up in Tennessee, it's pretty destitute. And Gerald Everett, 21 and 17% snap shares the past 2 weeks at the tight end position in Seattle. All right, that'll do it for your Dynasty Waiver Wire show. A little bit over 10 minutes. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.